Let's head to the West Coast Eagles rooms. Benny Cameron is down there, I believe, with a Brownlow medalist.
I most certainly am, Skeet. Matt, your initial impressions of the game tonight?
We started really well, and then Adelaide really brought that fast ball movement style of play, and it's probably something we didn't really scout them for, and they were terrific. And then we were able to close them down in the second quarter, and we kicked 8 goals, and that was probably the difference in the end.
Obviously an incredibly emotional night. What was it like for you?
For us, we really wanted to make sure that we focus on our mateship, playing for each other, and just enjoy our footy. So that's a simple message, and that's all we had to do.
You were obviously at the club while Phil Walsh was here. What impact did he have on your career, and how will you remember him as a man?
He always demanded elite standards, very passionate man, one of the smartest guys you ever meet in footy. So he's passed on a lot to this playing group, and some of the things we're doing now is it's from his style of play.
I'll send you upstairs, Carl Langdon, Mark Reddings and Paul Hazelby.
Pretty well done tonight, mate. You've been an A-grader in that midfield for a number of years now, but the beauty is you've now got 4 and 5 other A-grade midfielders going through there. It must be a delight for you to have some of those younger players pushing through and reaching their potential.
It's fantastic. They're all playing to their potential. Within the four walls of the club, we knew they had that talent, and the great thing is now they've worked extremely hard on their games and they're starting to get the reward for it.
Nick Natanui's ruck work in there tonight was sensational. Must be an absolute pleasure to rove to that type of player.
Yeah, his ruck work's great, but I respect him most for probably his chasing, pressure, tackling, all the stuff he does at ground level. He's just fantastic.
I love how many times you tackle Pritter. 8 times again tonight to be the leader. But one beautiful goal. What happened to the second one, can I ask?
Yeah, I got a bit excited, mate. Yeah, I got a bit too much time, I think. So, not very good.
And sometimes, too, because the game's so fast-paced, you probably think the pressure's going to come. You were quite clear on that occasion, weren't you?
Yeah, rub it in, mate. I had plenty of time and just not good enough.
Look, in the end, when you look at the impact and you see there's a lot of improvement, the midfield has improved to the standard that you need it to improve to. You're playing some really good footy. Can you give us a few of the things that you've worked on, say, in the last couple of years since your new coach, Adam Simpson, came in?
I think the last 6 games of the year, we started really honing in on the contested footy. Over the pre-season, that was a real focus area for us. It's a pretty common trend throughout the AFL. You win the clearances, you win contested ball. More than not, you win those quarters. So it's something we've worked really hard on. We want to make the most out of our ruckman's hit-outs. And obviously, we've got elite runners too. So on the outside, Gaff, Maston, Cripps, these guys are just putting oppositions to the sword.
Matthew, speaking of barometers, Hawthorn, invariably if they kick 100 points, which they do seemingly every week, they win matches. You're starting to rack up some pretty big numbers yourself. I mean, 147 points today, the forward line exceptional, obviously being sourced well by the midfield. Teams have to kick scores to beat you, which is always asking a question of them.
Yeah, that was really pleasing to kick that many points tonight. But probably the area we've got to work on is 91 points against is probably a little bit too high for us. So we're going to keep teams under 80 points. And, they've got a lot of coast-to-coast goals. So that's something we'll look closely to get better.
Pretty, there's another player out there that's slowish, left footer, plays a bit like yourself, Dom Sheed. He had 26 possessions tonight. Have you had a big impact on his career? Because he's very similar to yourself, but he may be a chance for a rising star also after tonight's performance.
Fingers crossed he can get that, because he's been fantastic all year, and he's a good Subi boy. He's worked extremely hard in his game. He's a strong body. He is a good kick, and he's got a bright future, because he wants it. He's been challenged this preseason. The boys worked him over, and he responded well, and he's got a big future.
Looking ahead, Matthew, of course, it's a tough stretch coming up. Collingwood, Etihad Stadium next week.
1 week at a time.
Yeah, well, let's look at next week then. Playing them. Don't give us a cliche, Matty. Come on, you're better than that.
Yeah, well, Collingwood, Sydney, 2 big games. So that's a challenge for us going forward. We want to play finals footy. We want to beat the best teams and give ourselves a chance to to go deep in September. So we're not shying away from that. But we still haven't equaled the amount of wins as last year. So. A lot of work to do.
Fair enough. As I let you go, a Brownlow medalist, you can give us the call now. Who would be, you think, likely to win it from here? You know how they are done, and who's the man that's probably likely to get across the line from your vantage point?
For Brownlow? Mm. Oh, it's a one-man race at the moment.
That
Price has absolutely been fantastic. His contested ball, his marking, his just all-round game at the moment is a step above everyone.
Fair enough. Matty, well done. Congratulations. The ball keeps rolling in the right direction for the Eagles. Good luck against the Magpies.
Thanks, boys.
Matty Prittis from the West Coast Eagles. Always class. And tell you what, he's just a wonderful example of persistence.